Hi there, this is Tracy, and I have some narcissist quotes. I have a Pinterest board, and oh my god, I love pinning narcissist quotes. I actually like making them a lot too. I put them up on the Span Support Facebook group. Do you guys know what that is? If you don't, go onto Facebook and put in Span, S-P-A-N. It is a group that Angie Atkinson from Queen Being has, and there's about 2,000 members right now, and the conversations are amazing. People put quotes up there. People talk if they're like upset and need help. Other people just jump on and answer questions and reassure people that they're not alone. So if you're feeling a little alone and nobody to talk to, jump on to the Span support group. I really have to say that it has helped me so much, and the men and the women that are on there are really pretty super duper, and we're all so nice. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, here's some quotes that I have written down, and I just love them. So I'm going to read them out to you. A narcissist will stab you in the back and then ask you why you're bleeding. Everyone's true colors show eventually. Your opinion of me doesn't define who I am. Be proud of who you are and not ashamed of how someone else sees you. A narcissist uses reactions of anger, frustration, or outrage to their abuse to cause you to look crazy. Oh, yeah. This is one of their tactics, right? We know that. Narcissists love conflict, thus the drama wheel. Was anyone else in a drama like spin cycle for the last, I don't know how many years for you, but I love doing twirly things. All right, back to this. They use, they love conflict. They love to bait you and push you and push your buttons to take you to the edge. And then they call you crazy. So the secret here is don't engage. Just don't do it. They are baiting you, particularly if you have to co-parent with them. Be very careful that they don't record you. And if they're really mean and jerks, I want you to record them on your phone. Really, just do it. It's fine, and you may need to prove that you're not crazy. A normal person just can't turn off love, but a narc can turn it off because it was never real. They're con men and women. Here's a really hard one for all of us. Never tell a narcissist your secrets or fears. Everything can and will be used against you in a court of law, if I may say so myself. I remember something about whenever I pull in to a parking space, I don't care what car I've had, it's just the way I drive. And I pull in and my wheels are always like a little bit like this. My ex-narc used to make fun of me. My son has been making fun of me, like, Mom, every time I get in your car, I'm already going this way. And that's just the way I drive. But my narcissist used this against me on the day of my arrest. And he kind of like made it into something that it wasn't. It's just the way I freaking drive. Who cares? If drama surrounds your life, then you're surrounded by narcissists. What else do we have? Oh, really? I'm the crazy one? Do tell me more why you emotionally abuse me. Only you can save yourself from a narcissist and save yourself the pain. So gray rock, okay? We all know what that is, right? Gray rock and no contact. No contact means stop stalking them on Facebook. Nothing good is gonna come of that. Stop having your friends stalk them if you've already blocked them. It doesn't help you to know where they are or that they've moved on. Remember, you are invisible. So should they be. They hurt you. It's over. Let's start again. Don't look at their stuff. Block them, block them, block them. If you have to co-parent with them, you find a solution to dropping them off at a safety place and you keep them out of your house. When you educate yourself on what a narcissist is, you've empowered yourself to never let it happen again. Here lies a narcissist. He abused without empathy. He hurt without regret. His soul is homeless. Because even in hell, they have standards. This is the last one I'm going to say for the night. If someone believes a smear campaign about you, do not try to convince them of your innocence. Accept that they would not believe the lies if the narcissist wasn't tricking them as well. There may be a point where these people can come back into your life, but now stay away. When they've been converted by the dark side, you don't want to have anything to do with them, and that hurts and that sucks, and it's terrible that you're losing your family, you're losing your friends. I know, I lost friends, but I know that if you just move on instead of holding on to that and change your language, maybe they weren't your best friends. Maybe you misjudge them. Maybe the narcissist is tricking them. Whatever it is, take care of you. This is Tracy, and that's all I got.